from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
This must be pretty serious that you would do this as we need to go to break, but what's the breaking news?
Yeah, we're going to have something to talk about. More on Alex Bregman. If you remember yesterday, he was in the Astros lineup, but only as a DH, and
He's a DH today.
Yes, and Bregman told us yesterday, after the game, that it was a fluid situation about when he would get back to playing third base. Well, manager Joe Espada, he was just meeting with the media moments ago. Joe Espada said that the Astros will soon be exposing Alex Bregman to playing first base very soon so that they can get him playing somewhere defensively, Espada said. It is a possibility that Bregman could be seen playing first base on this road trip for the Astros.
Yeah, you never have to throw the ball at first.
Yeah, so something appears to be wrong with his arm.
Until you do.
I know.
But I get the point. I mean, I understand.
Bagwell got away with it.
Yeah, I mean, what is that? I mean, that doesn't concern me.
Let's pick up the pieces here on the other side.
That doesn't concern you?
Ron and I are the only two that hadn't played first base this year, Tyler.
No, I know, but you like Braggy at third.
That's out to Tyler. Put it to bed. He's not playing third for the Astros
any longer.
He's
not going to play first either. As you said, welcome your DH. I mean, what happens if he has to throw the ball?
Well, he's got to play first. He's got to play first, man.
All right, if you missed it, Tyler came through with breaking news on Alex Bregman. This thing just keeps getting. It started off with Friday. Last Friday, Alex speaking to the media himself. And saying he slept on his arm wrong, which led to some swelling behind the elbow, that they were going to miss the weekend series. He missed the weekend series against the White Sox. Then he missed the first two games against the Red Sox. It was reported, or not reported, said by Joe Espada that we're hopeful Sunday night that he'll play Monday. And then Chandler Rome said he was never playing on Monday and probably won't play on Tuesday, which he did not. He missed five games in a row yesterday. He then started as the DH and led off yesterday. Led off with a home run, by the way. But he was the DH yesterday and then came out and said throwing and playing in the field would be a, quote, fluid situation. And this is the absolute latest. The Astros will expose Alex Bregman to first base soon in hopes that they can get him playing somewhere defensively. Joe Espada said, it is a possibility he sees action there on this road trip. Your reaction, Clint? Him playing
potentially
first base.
Makes sense. I mean, the he's obviously can't play third because the throwing aggravates it, or the throwing just risks the fact that something snaps and he can't. Now you lose the bat as well. And so you think, okay, go straight to DH, which I think makes the most sense, and you will probably see the majority of the time. But if Bregman can play first base, then that allows you the freedom to do as you've done with Diaz and Caratini, and it gives you a chance to rest the legs, I guess, if you will, or protect Yordan Alvarez from the outfield of just everyday pounding out there. So I do a little bit of flexibility. I don't think he's going to be your everyday first baseman. I just think that it allows you some flexibility with one of your big bats in that DH slot. Diaz, Alvarez, and Bregman are three guys that I think are going to end up splitting that DH role. And obviously they need all of them to be able to play somewhere in the field to some degree, or else they have to be the everyday DH. So I think it makes sense. Makes perfect sense.
All right, so what he has said is, what Bregman has said is, he doesn't feel pain when he swings or throws. It is when his arm is in weird motions or weird situations is when he feels the pain. I would imagine if they are moving him off third base, fellas, the thought is, they're moving him off third base because, as you said, the fear of him having to throw and the stress of him having to throw. Now, you don't have to throw the ball nearly as much at first base, but you still have to throw the ball. There are still situations where you may have to throw the ball. Obviously, not as much as third base, but, I mean, there's a situation where sometimes it's a cutoff man he has to. Sometimes, you know, if he's going to go get a pop fly or running down a catch and there's somebody on base or something, a ball hit right to him to start to turn a double play. Sometimes, a bunt or something to throw somebody at third, whatever. It's not like you never, like, to me, it's just like if you're avoiding him having to throw, like, it seems like, and I don't love it because I don't love Yordan having to play every day in left field. But it feels like he needs to be the DH. There's clearly a fear that he is going to injure himself if he has to throw. I mean, I would think.
Bryce Harper did it, right?
He played. Not until he had his surgery. Afterwards, right. He DH'd.
It is a little different, yeah.
He DH'd with that huge thing, and then he played first the next year after he had his Tommy John. I'm sure the text line, and Greg will tell me that if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty certain that
shut
is
up,
the case.
Greg.
This is interesting to me. He's going to play. I hope he's good to continue swinging, but taking ground balls, catching ball. Clearly there's concern with him having to throw.
Yeah, that elbow has a problem in there.
What did the
clearly
hell happen? I just got to get
past. I mean, it is comforting at least see that bomb in the first inning yesterday. So at least for right now, he can hit.
And that's hitting's fine. So, I mean, he's just got to be the DH.
As long as we don't lose the bat, guys, we're fine.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying we're not going to be fine or that I'm like overly freaking out or anything. But, I mean, I do hate that we're not going to have that glove at third.
Well, I hate that we're not going to have that glove at third as well. But the fact that we're not losing the player overall and he's still going to be at the plate. Look, the Astros aren't going to lose a World Series or not make an eighth trip to an ALCS because of the third baseman in Bregman-level glove.
That's fair.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
To your point, though, I hope that they don't, like, he doesn't injure that thing more. That, as you said,
playing first, yeah. I wonder if it's like risk management. Like it's at third base, you're going to throw it. You know, I don't know how many times in a series you throw it, but and at first base, you're going to throw it 10% of that much, and it's just a risk management. I don't know. I don't know what the thought is, but I'm with you. I would just eliminate the risk of losing the player overall than to even risk it. But
because basically what they're saying is, yeah, we have a concern of him having to throw the ball. But maybe our concern with him to throw the ball is it's more of how often he has to throw it.
It's not ideal.
And if he only has to really,
yeah,
really throw the ball and uncoil three times in a week, we're fine, as opposed to him having to.
How about that in 2024?
I don't know.
We go from Abreu to Bregman at first.
Because I'm going to tell you, the first thing that will happen, I'll tell you, that man's going to play first base. And there's going to be a runner on first, and there's going to be a ground ball hit right to him.
He's going to throw it to second.
It's going to happen. I'm waiting
on the runner on first, and somebody rips one down the first base line, and that runner goes from first to home, and he's got to cut off a throw and hose guy.
Or listen, if I'm a team, I'm testing it. Oh man, let me get a runner on third base. I am squeeze bunting to him every time. To make him have to throw the ball to home, or to see if he'll do it.
Well, look, then he should play every game against the Orioles. I'd love for this lineup to start bunting all the time.
I'm just saying, in certain situations, I guess maybe we'll hear some more from Espada, but hopefully from. Hell, I don't know. I don't know that I'll believe anything that they will have to say. But it's
don't matter what they say.
Yeah, it's just this is a weird thing, like. We'll see. I wonder if he will play first base. They said it could happen on the trip. He's the DH again tonight.
He's taking ground balls right now at Camden at first.
Is he just taking them and then stepping on the bag?
I haven't seen any video yet.
Is he underhand tossing back?
Rolling it back.
Guys, this happened allegedly from him. This happened staying in a hotel.
Yeah, that pisses me off more than anything. Like, just the news is going to suck no matter what. Like, don't tell us he slept on his elbow wrong and now he has to play first base. Like, he clearly did something else. Or am I reaching?
I don't know. He aggravated it playing baseball. He hurt his elbow playing baseball, and then
yeah.
I don't know. I think he just woke up one day. He woke up one day and it was swollen and blamed it on the sleeping.
But why would you say it? Like that? Why would you say that? That sounds better than what you just said. Yeah, man, I aggravated doing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.